Reload!
Welcome to the Doyo Download. Once again, I am DJ Allen, your host, and it's been a while. Sorry, I meant to record a couple during the Bash Show. That didn't happen. But I am here to set a few things straight, do a few things, talk about a few things, and hopefully everybody will be super happy because things I've been working on in the background are starting to look up. So, let's get to it. I'm not even going to do a sponsor this time because I've got enough to talk about. First and foremost, let me congratulate all the Yusho winners, Jinrai for winning the Makushita Yusho, Ryukuroi for winning the Juryo Yusho, and the reason I named those two first is because they are currently in the Discord online right now, so I knew that. Our new Ozeki, Daitsu Funka. congratulations on not only that winning the Yusho, but also getting Ozeki for the winning the Makushita. And then who won Sandanme? I don't know who won the Sandanme Yusho. I'm sure there's a way to find that out. Am I in the right channel? Yeah, I'm not on the right channel. So let me open up that quick here. It's just a matter of super quick opening up a sheet. I'm doing this on the fly. As you can see, such is life. Man, I am awful. So let me go to the quick links. I'm sorry, whoever it is. I'm so sorry. I came into this a little less prepared than I should have been. But, you know, this is, you're hearing it live. You're hearing it live. Even though this is pre-recorded and I could cut all this out, I'm not going to. So, you're hearing it live. You're hearing me record this live. All right. Where we got here? Nope, that's, that doesn't look right. Oh, I'm not on the right tab. That's right. Our Sandanme Rontsuri. Congratulations. Sorry that took so long. Again, I am wholly unprepared. So, let's get to the good stuff. We have a new Ozeki, and we should also talk about the big bombshell that got dropped on us, even though everybody should have read it by now, that the 19 Basho is our hard ceiling, which means we are going to be losing some Rikishi after this next Basho. And for those wondering, I did look to see who it was personally because I was interested. It is going to be Hikari Shoryu, which will be an open Yokozuna slot. Azuma Kuni, which will be another open Yokozuna slot. Not that those are going to shift anybody up, but I'm saying that we're losing two of our three Yokozuna. And I believe the only other one is Homariyama that is being forced out due to the 19 cap. And then, not the next Basho, but the Basho after, we're losing Hushicho because that's his hard 19 cap. And then I didn't look any further than that. I was just looking the next two. Actually, I was only looking for the next one, but because Hushicho was so close to his cap, I just kind of kept that in mind. But noting that, we are going to be losing two Yokozuna and Ozeki and a Makuuchi mainstay in the next Basho, in the next two Basho. So there's going to be a lot of upward movement coming because if you kind of look at the standings, which I thankfully have up, we will be left with our sole Yokozuna, Inazuma. That will leave Inoriachi and Daietsu as our two Ozeki. I don't know if Inoriachi is under... I need to actually check that. Is Inoriachi out? That name pops out at me for some reason. Do the research! Oh, Inoriachi will be retiring this next Basho. So there's another Ozeki gun. So that will leave. After this next Basho is complete, we will have Inazuma, Hushicho, Daietsu, Daisetsu, Funka, in our top two positions, you know, the Yokozuna and Ozeki. And then after that, assuming, it's just blindly assuming nobody gets promoted to Ozeki, we will only have one Yokozuna and one Ozeki, because Hushicho will be out, forced retirement. So there's going to be some upward movement needed, and I mean, that's, it's going to be some opportunities, I think, for those people who are at the top. So, and with that vacuum, there's going to be some upward movements. Now, the other thing that everyone needs to consider is that some of the people at the top are probably also going to be considering maybe moving out of the way. One of those people is me, Suiji. Now, the reason I am contemplating, though I haven't, it's not super close. I'm pretty confident I can do a couple more. And I think that this next Basho is going to be good for me. But I am in the realm of considering ducking out before a cap. And the reason for that is that because it's, now that I've figured the game out and I've gotten to a certain point, if I get too many more injuries, it's going to be a point to where I can't recover from the injuries fast enough anymore to really stand out in my own opinion. I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, up there with the best, or that I don't deserve to be up there with the best or anything like that. It's that I don't feel I personally can feel I can compete with the best, and that's just a my own personal feeling, and I don't know how many others are in that state, so that we then can, that I would then consider, you know, going Intai at some point and starting over with a build that I am already contemplating in the future. So that's out there. Now, you know, that is on my mind. It is not, and you know, I'm maybe I will go to the 19. I don't know. But this, there's, for those who are Gyoji and have seen me in the Gyoji bar, I have been asking quite a few questions, or at least I did right after the announcement came with the 19 cap, about losing a base die, because I'm dangerously close to losing a base die. I've really, that worries me. So it's something that's foremost on my mind, because that's one of the things that, I mean, if I lose a base die, I'm personally worried about it. I know others keep telling me, don't worry about it. You're not, it's not something you should be worried about. There's plenty, you're right there with the rest of them. You just need to keep consistency. It's, I mean, I understand. Great. Could I be an Ozeki? Sure. Is there an outside chance I can still be a Yokozuna? Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, it's all how I feel I can get there. So, but I mean, there may be more of people with my mindset in the top. So those in the Juryo who are on the cusp of coming to Makauchi, just keep that in mind, that, you know, maybe more people are considering that. And, you know, there, I don't know how many others are close to the 19 cusp, because like I said, I wasn't looking beyond this Basho. Hushicho just happened to jump out at me because he was just one of the ones that popped up early in my search. So, I mean, it's not that I was looking. I don't know who else has been here long enough to be up against that wall. Looking over the top names here, I don't know Kita Shoryu. I don't know how many Kita Shoryu has left. I don't know how long Soyokaze has been around. I think Takanami was in and around when I came in. I know Inazuma and I are separated by, actually, I don't think we're separated by any. If we are separated, he came in one Basho before me or something to that effect. But I mean, I don't know for sure. So Akagi might be one of the names that might be pushing up against that. I just don't know. I didn't look, and I'm not going to look right now. So it's a possibility that there are more coming that I'm just not aware of. So if you want to look, by all means, take a look and then maybe take stock of what kind of upward mobility you'll be looking at in the near future, the next Basho, the next two Bashos, the next three Bashos, etc., etc., etc. Whew! All right. Next big thing on everybody's list that was brought out to them, question mark, was the removal of the bots from the Banzai. that was a big thing for everybody, because that also was a huge upward mobility movement thing. Upward mobility movement? That's an oxymoron. You oxymoron. That allowed for a lot of movement. Do the bots still exist? Yes. Are we still going to take on 3 bots per Basho? Yes. I'm not going to talk about the bots being a thing or what they exist for or any of that, whatever. Them being off the Bonds K is what I will talk about. It will allow the players who need to be positioned in certain spots that have been, for lack of a better or less eloquent term, screwed out of getting a certain spot, to get that spot now. So for those, and I have been one of them in the past that has, you know, been screwed out of getting that one extra rank because there was a bot pre-programmed to be in that spot. I mean, that now we can all get the rank that we have truly earned now that the bots are out of the way. So when the Bonds K was being built, and now we have we have a system now that better creates the Bonds K for us. Before, we were doing it kind of by committee, whereas all of us would kind of look at the Bonds K. We all kind of had a little bit of a different system, but when we built the Bonds K, we might have ended up with, of the, you know, 5 or 6 of us might have built a separate Bonds K, but now, you know, it would end up being between 2 or 3 different versions because all of them were so similar. You know, we had a lot of agreement. We were just kind of iffy on where we would rank a couple of people, and then we would vote on the one that best suited. We would make our arguments for here or there, and then, you know, we would vote, and that would be the Bonds K. And now we have a program bot, a system, I don't know what you want to call it. We have a way to automate the process, and even though it's in its early stages, I like what it did. I mean, it basically took all the guesswork out. I kind of still ran what I did, and it matched up almost exactly. I mean, it was pretty damn close with what I would have done anyway. So it was close enough to where I'm great with the new system. I wouldn't quibble with it at all. There were a few things I would have said, I might have gone a different way with it, but it wasn't enough to where I thought, it's not going to work for me. It works. So, I mean, if we used the new system and just didn't, I would trust the new system without having to worry too much about it going and putting someone, like super over-promoting someone for something, because the system balances out all the things it needs to balance out. So the Bonds K you are looking at that got released without the bots uses the new system. And I think it did a great job. And for those that got got huge promotions because the bots disappeared, congratulations, you benefited and you deserve to. I'm trying to use a mouse to look at something, and I'm using the wrong mouse. Got 2 computers open. So, there was a lot of upward movement, and it's good because you're not sitting in a division now. Let's look at Makushta. So, if you were in mid-Makushta before, you had a few bots ranked ahead of you, and then you would have to struggle, and then maybe next Basho you could get to the top of Makushta if you didn't have some sort of stellar Basho, and then maybe creep into Low Juryo, and then you still had all those bots on top of you, plus all the players, and then you'd have to climb your way through Juryo. Well, now you still have to take on bots, but your record will more affect what you should be given as a promotion. So now, if you are mid-Makushta and you have a 10-5 or a 9-6 or a 10-5 record, you will get that proper boost. If it gets you into Juryo, it gets you into Juryo. There's no bot that's kind of sitting there going, ha ha ha, I'm in the spot already, you can't get the spot, boo. No, that's all right, it's gone. So you'll get into Juryo if that's where your position moves you. So this is a great thing. Everything's looking great right now. We still have Aeson Donmei division, if I understand correctly. I've been super occupied this past couple of weeks. Towards the end of the Basho and when Daigeko kind of started, I got really, really busy. So I got super distracted. Life just sucks. So I didn't really follow what was going on with how the talks were. Looking at Makushita right now, I would say that we still could fill up a lot of Makushita before we even have a Sandanme division, but I'm not in the talks on that right now because I'm just now catching up. I took a dip from Sekiwaki to Kombosubi because I had a 7-8 record. I am very grateful that I only dropped one rank because I did struggle to keep, you know, did struggle to make sure that that was only a 7-8 and not a 6-9 or a 5-10 and whatever. But I'm grateful that I only had the one drop. I don't know if I benefited from the fact that the bots disappeared. I mean, yeah, I was in Sanyaku, so I don't really know if that was affected at all. But when you're on the Bonsuke team, the proper thing to do, which is what I do, is don't really concern yourself with your own ranking. So wherever wherever the automated system put me or wherever the others put me is where I would just let myself fall. When we were doing it the old way, I would slot myself in using my own system, but if everybody else voted me to put me in a different place, that's where I would vote for me to go, because I'm not going to argue for myself. So, and that's the way it should be. Just like on promotions, when those of us Gyoji are voting on someone to become an Ozeki or to become a Yokozuna, the person that we are voting on, if they make a comment about their own promotion, the promotion is automatically null and void, because you don't comment on your own promotion. So I wouldn't comment on my own position. That's just how it works. And now that the system's automated, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have to make that determination. I get put where I deserve to get put. So if the system said that's where I belong, this is where I belong, and I'll make do with it. Hopefully, I can have a great Basho, and hopefully I can have a promotion again, get back to Sekiwaki, or if I can get a Yusho, that would be spectacular, because my June Yusho was the first time I've ever gotten any sort of special prize or any sort of accolade. If you look back, I didn't get a Juryo Yusho, I didn't get outstanding performance before, I never got a technical prize. I was always close to things, but I never got the thing. So I don't know why I'm talking about myself so much. I guess that's the thing that I know about, but I mean, whatever. So I'm currently working on, I made mention to Okumizu about getting him on, and he's the one big wig I haven't got on of the two, because Hanabusa has been on. I would like to get Okumizu on. We'll work on that. As of this morning, which is March 19th, 2022, as you are not necessarily listening to this, but as I am recording it, I started taking the Patreon fundage and some of my personal funds to either look at upgrading the computer I record this audio on, which is a Mac Mini with an Intel chip, which, spoiler alert, sucks, and either replace the Mac Mini or turn and look at the microphone I'm using, which I have been using for better than 7 years now, which is a Samson Meteor mic, which is, it's got a good quality, but it doesn't have the level. There's a lot of things I'm doing to make it sound as good as it sounds. Otherwise, there are things that it needs to really make it pop, and I mean pop in a good way, not pop in a terrible way. So I'm going to be spending some money on an updated, what I've decided is to spend some money on updating the microphone and going from the Mac Mini to using my laptop as the recording computer, which is a MacBook Pro with an M1 chip, which the processing power and speed runs circles around this Mac Mini. As an example, to use the Mac Mini to record this podcast, I opened the Mac Mini from where I'm at right now 3.5 hours ago, and because it was installing something, I had to wait 3 hours to start recording this podcast because the processor was so occupied it couldn't do anything else. That is it. And now you can't blame the internet connection because we just got some lightning fast internet. My internet connection is so fast that the thing it was updating downloaded almost instantly. It was the install process that killed me. My MacBook Pro now runs, like I said, circles around the MacBook or the Mac Mini because it's super fast. The updating of the mic, I'll bring it up to the same room, which is my podcast studio. I got to make some some changes in my studio to make the sound quality a lot better. And then I got to hook up the new mic when it comes in and start recording from there. That's not the only change that I'm going to do because things are definitely going to change. There's a program that I need for audio capture, and once I get that, I will be able to capture the audio on my system, which means I don't have to worry about getting a plugin for Discord to record the audio. I can just have a guest, like Okomizu, for instance, and just have a conversation with him, and I can just record it in this program without having to worry about a Discord bot recording things, which is what I am currently dealing with, because the only way to record audio in Discord at present is to have a bot to do it. And it's unfortunate because the bot that I'm currently using is about to be discontinued and I don't have an alternative to replace it. So these are problems I have been dealing with. It's taken me 2.5 months to get to the point to where I'm at because I've been researching everything and I'm trying not to bankrupt myself finding alternatives. Yes. Now, that's not even the best part here. Some of you have expressed interest in seeing me or listening to me live recording this show. And I have made it known to those individuals that it is not currently possible for me to broadcast my show to anyone because of, well, the limitations I just laid out and all the technical talk that I just talked about. For those that know how to podcast or have done audio things on computers or have done Discord recording things, you all understand what I just said, but for those that don't know that it would be impossible to have a live show and record it and have everything work out great with the setup I was using before. Recently, I was on a wait list for an app that, for all intents and purposes, allows me to be a quote-unquote radio show on the internet that allows me to live broadcast. That app also allows me access to over 10 million licensed, free-to-use songs if I wanted to be a radio DJ, which I do not, but it gives me the ability to play music if I wanted to be a radio DJ. It gives me the ability to talk if I wanted to be just a live podcaster, which is why I got it. And it also allows me to take phone calls so I can have call-in shows. This is the important part for those of you paying attention. I was on a wait list until this morning. I got my code to get in and I can now broadcast live. I currently do not have the ability to record. Actually, you're not supposed to record this because of the music, but I am not playing the music that they have available on this app. So I don't currently have the ability to record the audio, which is why I need the app to record my system sounds. And then once I have that app to record the system sounds to record the show on, I will be able to take live calls during a live show for all you on Discord or the internet or whatever you want to call it to have a live Doyo download or whatever we end up calling it, a Doyo Dingalong, I don't know. And we can have actual Doyo discussions. Hey, I just came up with the new title. What up? What do you know? We can have Doyo discussions and I can do live shows at that point. For those that don't know, I just took a really long pause. But the idea behind the live show And I know that some of you are thinking, yay, that's exciting. And for others, that's like, well, maybe you're going to do these live shows when I'm not up. Well, I mean, it's granted, that's a possibility. But the thing about the live show is not, hey, I'm going to do this when you're not up. It should be, hey, how often are you going to do these live shows? And are you going to do the live shows on top of the regular podcast? Or are you going to do these live shows instead of the live, instead of the regular podcast? Well, these are two things I got to consider. Do I want to add them on top of the regular podcast, or do I have to do them instead of the regular podcast? So first and foremost, I want to go from doing the regular podcast willy-nilly here and there to weekly. I want to, starting with this episode really, go to weekly. So I'm recording this episode on a Saturday. Because I don't guaranteed have Saturdays off, I'm going to switch the recording day to Sunday. So next Sunday, I will record another episode of the Doyo Download, regardless of what I have to talk about, regardless if I have a guest, and regardless if there is anything to talk about. So I will just talk sumo, if that means talking the real Basho, if that means talking about a particular rikishi in Rodeokizuna. Boy, I can't talk anymore. If that means highlighting somebody that I've been following, if that means picking out a particular match from the Basho, if that means grabbing a random match from the Daigeko or something, whatever. I'm going to try to do weekly. That's right, a regular scheduled podcast. Now, the live ones, we're going to play by ear once I figure out how comfortable I feel with the system, which means that at first they're going to be on top of the regular podcast, or they're going to replace the regular podcast. So I may do a Sunday live podcast instead of a normal podcast to give the live show a shot to see, A, how many people show up, how many people are interested, see what kind of responses I get about, you know, how many call-ins, whatnot, and then go with third option because I started out with A and ended up with three, just to see how everything turns out. And then if that all works out, then go from there to figure out whether or not it should be a supplement or a replacement. Because if live ends up working out better than pre-recorded, then I'll be damned if I'm not going to go with live from that point on. As long as I can record the live will always be available on the podcast feed like the pre-recorded is. If I can't figure out a way to quality record the live, then maybe the live won't be a sup. It'll have to be some sort of special thing supplemental to the regular feed, and we'll have to do some sort of special thing. Maybe the live will be special and I won't do it as nearly as often, but I mean, it's a possibility. The last thing I would like to bring up, and it's a it's something I have been wanting to kind of, it's something I've been wondering about, and I don't know if anyone out there is even remotely interested in this concept, but because of the one, I think it was Chiyomaru, let me find it here. Let's go to, I think it was in the pics and memes. I'd have to scroll here, find it, but the person that did the audio and then were really worried about how they sounded. Oh man, that was a time ago here. It's still scrolling. Yes, I'm going to keep all this in. You're going to hear all of this terrible, terrible content. But you know what? Since that post, basically, for those that didn't see it, it was Marawashi. Okay. So when Marawashi posted posted a small audio file and then basically said he didn't feel comfortable about his English and didn't know what, if he was pronouncing things correctly or if he just wasn't saying the correct things or whatever, it made me think, you know, maybe I don't have to be the only one doing the or a podcast. So maybe if someone's interested, I would consider doing either a co-host thing, because honestly, I podcast better with a co-host. I do better when I can bounce things off of people rather than solo. I don't mind doing solo. I really don't. But, I mean, I do better with a co-host. What normally ends up happening, though, is co-hosts have a hard time, you know, coordinating schedules, which obviously is and can be a problem. But if somebody wants to, if I can't do a weekly thing and I need to take a week off or something, maybe in that situation, wants to jump in and be the host for a week or whatever, we can give somebody else a try and see how that works. You know, I wanted to open up that opportunity, but, you know, we'll see how that works and then, you know, just see if anybody's interested. I don't know if anybody else feels comfortable doing it. I don't know if anybody else is interested in giving it a try, and I don't know if anybody else is worried that their setup and or system isn't nearly up to what I'm using and would feel uncomfortable giving anything near what I've got going a try. I have been doing this since 2001. Yes, I was podcasting in 2001. I haven't consistently done it since 2001, but I have been doing it since 2001. So I have a bit of experience doing podcasting. Don't feel the need to have that much experience. As you, most of you know, I think I'm the oldest one playing the game. So I've been doing this a long time, and everybody starts somewhere. And if you don't do it, and you want to, but you don't do it, you're never going to know how good you are. I have learned to stop umming and awing from doing actual play role-playing games. So that's really how you stop making sounds that you don't want on the recording. So if anyone is interested, drop me a line, drop me a DM on Discord. I am Suijin, the current Komusubi 1 West on Discord, as you are reading this on, or listening to this on March 19th, 2022. I can also be reached at emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. All of my stuff can be found at emeraldspectre.com, the website. And I will be a bit more active now, I think, if everything goes correctly. I'm going to be ordering my new equipment here, hopefully right after the podcast is done recording and or uploading. Actually, I should wait till it's done uploading. And I will get to work on doing things more regularly, like recording every week. I hope to also be doing more Gyoji things, which has made me feel a little bit lackluster, because the only thing I've done even semi-regularly has been the Banzai, and, well, actually, I've done the Doyo download more regularly than I've done the Banzai and or Torakumi. So much for that. But thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week, and I will see you with all luck next week on the Doyo Download. Bye-bye, everybody!